Okay, so there's been quite a bit of discussion today about IE6update.com, and I've been involved in a bit of a debate with the good man Jafe and Frisk Design over Twitter. We were discussing the various fors and against of IE6 update. So I just wanted to quickly post this audio boost so I could articulate my thoughts rather than trying to condense them into 140 characters. Now, over Twitter, I refer to IE6 update as a bit like phishing, which I got called up on because in its strictest sense, it's not phishing. But it is really deceptive and it is misleading. IE6 update is masquerading as an official Microsoft update alert, which it's not. And this is bad news because internet users over many years, and specifically IE users, have been conditioned to react to these little alerts. When that little yellow bar appears at the top of their browser window, they know that that's serious business and they need to take action. And it's a kind of holy ground that, as web designers, we have no right to be playing with it. And the reason being, when Mr. Layman, the non-techie internet user, discovers that that IE6 update alert was a fake, and he's been done by a fraud, it's going to do two things. A, he's going to be really pissed off with the website that gave him that alert, which could be you or your client's website. And B, it throws into doubt every single subsequent alert, every single genuine alert that that user now comes across in the future, which is just really dangerous ground, and it's not a place where we should be going. So come on, let's just chill out about IE6. I really don't think it's got many more months left in it. If we're still talking about IE6 this time next year, I'm going to be really surprised. So yes, let's educate our users, but no, let's not trick them or fool them.